By 10 at night, many already knew Al Lawson had already lost the race when he walked into his own watch party at the Mint Lounge in downtown Tallahassee. But a crowd of supporters cheered him on anyway before he conceded.
It was a great fight, and that's what our democracy is all about. You know, but I recognize the fact that the people have spoken. And while it didn't go the way we wanted it to go, it is my sincere hope that Congressman Sutherland will serve North Florida in the 113th session of the U.S. Congress with honor and dignity.
The congressional race between the former senator and incumbent Steve Sutherland was not amicable. It included negative campaign ads, and each candidate made negative comments against the other. But by election night, both said they will let bygones be bygones. Meanwhile, filled with emotion at his victory, Sutherland says it's now time to go back to Washington, D.C. and do what the citizens of Florida reelected him to do.
I think they showed that they appreciate the effort we're giving, hard work, honest dealings, serving them in a way that we would want to be served. And so I just say thank you to them for the chance to go back for a second term. And they've, I'm so appreciative.
Sutherland won 53% of the vote to Lawson's 47%, meaning Lawson lost by about 19,000 votes in the Florida Panhandle District of House District 2. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.